Molière's Tartuffe, or The Impostor, was written almost 350 years ago, and yet is still frequently produced around the world, and indeed was revived on Broadway in 2003. Written in 1,962 rhyming couplets, Tartuffe has been translated many times into English, once with a prologue that referenced the Dr. Seuss-like nature of the rhymes in the script. The story follows the life of the family of Orgon, a well-off group in Paris in the 1600s. Orgon has been taken in by a Jimmy Swaggart character named Tartuffe, who is pious to the point of hypnotism of those around him, but it is clearly a means to an end for him. Through an unhappy series of events, Tartuffe succeeds in getting Orgon's house signed over to his possession. Frequently, productions of Tartuffe focus on the religious impostor side of the script, which is certainly a valid interpretation and an aspect of the script that rubbed the Archbishop of Paris the wrong way and got the play banned for most of Molière's lifetime. In 1993, Ad Hoc Theatre Company produced Tartuffe in the Studio Theatre of Thalian Hall, complete with a raked stage built for the occasion. Doug Swink, godfather of Wilmington Theatre, directed it, and Tony Rivenbark of Thalian Hall and Steve Vernon, among others, appeared on stage. This might have been an odd choice to take a 12-year-old to see, but my parents were always looking for opportunities to show me something different about the world, and my early love of theater provided many needed segues for them. Of course, as with everything with my parents, it involved days of preparatory lectures about Molière, his life, his time, and his themes, especially his themes about appearances and hypocrisy, two topics that take center stage in a teenager's life. A big part of becoming an adult is learning to see past the masks that people wear. It's a hard lesson to teach someone else because it can really only be learned by experience. Even then, it's still a lesson I seem to grapple with more than I'm proud to admit. I think for me, the bigger underlying fear of this comedy is not so much the power of religious hypocrisy, but the influence that a stranger can have on our loved ones. Whether that stranger is on TV, like one version of Tartuffe explored, staging the show in a TV studio with a televangelist, or the new boyfriend or girlfriend in the picture who seems to have an incredible sway over our loved ones. It's a big fear that parents have about adolescents, the first time that someone other than them is the most important influence in decision-making for their child. But it is not confined to the teenage years. The impact of the stranger, the new, the variable, continues to appear over and over again in literature, film, and music. With so many more abilities to have your life touched for either good or ill by people than ever before, Facebook, Twitter, texting, etc., it seems that these questions are even more pertinent now than they were 300 years ago. Steve Vernon is now the artistic director of Big Dog Productions, and 20 years later, he is reviving the first show I saw him perform in. As I reflect on the intervening two decades, and I think of the masks that I have learned to put on and take off, but even more so, the masks I have learned to see behind, I tremble. Molière said, "The duty of comedy is to correct men by amusing them." Certainly, Tartuffe, with its over-the-top characters and punny script, makes us laugh, but at the same time, the mirror it holds up is uncomfortably close. Just ask the Archbishop of Paris.